The coral reefs in St. Lucia, by extension the Caribbean, is currently facing numerous issues. However, the most prominent threat is the stony coral tissue loss disease. This is a new lethal disease which was first reported in Florida in 2014, which eventually traveled to the Caribbean region over a period of time. Further details were received by fisheries biologist Monique Cauldron surrounding what is commonly referred to as the COVID of the sea.
We noticed instances of it in St. Lucia as early as last summer when we got some reports from dive operators, especially in the area of Soufre. Unfortunately, this disease moved very quickly, a lot faster than we were able to mobilize the resources to be able to halt it in its tracks. So with stony coral tissue loss disease, what happens is that the actual tissue on the coral is diseased. A lot of people think that the coral are just rocks under the water, but coral actually exists with a coral skeleton which is covered by coral tissue. So the disease actually targets the tissue and wastes away the tissue, leaving behind only the coral skeleton, which by itself is essentially a dead coral. This leaves room for algae and other things to come and colonize and take over the coral reef, depleting the number of healthy coral reefs we have on island. That also reduces habitat for fish, which would have a negative effect reducing our fish population numbers.
What causes stony coral tissue loss disease? The causal agent remains unknown, but is suspected to be a bacterium, although recent studies suggest a virus.
Right now, scientists are still trying to determine the exact cause of it. We have narrowed it down to possibly being a virus that may be transmitted by the ballast water, or the water that's taken in on shipping boats, large cargo boats and cruise ships. So there's a theory that water is taken in from Florida and has been deposited around the Caribbean as these ships go throughout the Caribbean.
The fisheries biologist Monique Cauldron made a special plea to St. Lucians and non-citizens to play a part in combating this sea pandemic, whilst the Department of Fisheries, by extension the Ministry of Agriculture, continues to explore the science which will help curb this problem.
We can take several actions, which include reducing our pollution, trying to limit our use of harmful sunscreen. So there are some sunscreens that are actually reef safe, which would not harm our coral reefs. And also trying to limit the consumption of herbivorous fish and species such as parrotfish and sea urchins, which actually graze on the algae, reducing the algae cover on the reef and allowing the reef to thrive.
Coral reefs provide an important ecosystem for life underwater. As coral reefs are destroyed, coastlines become more susceptible to damage and floodings from storms, hurricanes, and cyclones, which places our island home in jeopardy. Reporting from the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, I am Miguel Morissette.